The conference is now being recorded.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Yowie conference call. I'm going to now hand you over to your host, Mark Schussler. Go ahead. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Lisa. Good afternoon, everybody, and let me welcome you all to Yowie Group's first half 2018 results conference call. For those of you who I may not have had the pleasure of meeting, my name is Mark Schussler, and I'm the CEO of Yowie. On this call, I will take you through a summary of the results and an update on how we are progressing with our plan to improve Yowie's distribution network, competitiveness, and financial performance. Then after some concluding remarks, we will open up for questions. We've released a presentation pack to the ASX this morning, and we will be referring to those slides during this call. I'm going to talk in U.S. dollars here unless I state otherwise. But before I get into the body of the deck, let me highlight three key points to this presentation. First, we are in reset mode. We've rebuilt the board and management and intensified the focus on accelerating distribution and carefully controlling costs to get to profitability. Second, even though the transition to a profitable Yowie is underway, it will take time. There will be short-term sales volatility as we reset, but we will be pragmatic and transparent with our investors. And lastly, there are encouraging signs of progress, specifically with new distribution in North America and Australia. Our long-term future is definitely positive, but there is plenty of work to do to get there. So let's get into the presentation, excuse me, and we'll start with slide 5. Let me provide some background. We have been focused on resetting the business to work on executing fundamentals, getting us back to a growth trajectory and to profitability. And here are some context on areas to work on. We have a broad vision, but requires more focused execution. With our marketing spend, we need to be more targeted with an impact on sales. We need to improve our cost focus, and critically, we need to put more attention on distribution expansion. So how are we resetting the company? A, we are changing our structure to better connect with customers and consumers. B, we are putting in place processes and reporting to tighten up the operation. C, we are refocusing our efforts on distribution in all markets and all channels and getting us to profitability. Now, we have an amazing brand with some competitive differentiators that we will develop a long-term strategy to leverage our mission and characters. So our new team's focus has been on distribution and cost to get us to profitability. Now, here are the five areas we've been focusing on. First, our people. We have an experienced and dedicated team with broad skill sets. We are refocusing them on the fundamentals. Number two, financial performance. We want to get to profitability as soon as possible and keep strong financial discipline to help us get there. Three is growth. We will get back to a growth trajectory by broadening our distribution across all channels. We will also continue with innovation for the Yowie brand, including regular series updates. Number four is cost, and there are several ways we'll keep costs in line. By simplifying the organizational structure, reevaluating how we spend our marketing funds, and reviewing every aspect of our supply chain to make sure we are managing efficiently. And number five is governance. We have a new board and a new approach to transparency. So I'd like to review some achievements from the first half on our focus areas as a result of the reset. We've realigned personnel based on business needs and skill sets to maximize customer touch points and eliminate some outside resources. Financially, we increased net sales year on year a little bit over 7% while maintaining strong gross margins. And we also continue to have a strong cash balance. Regarding growth, we've made excellent gains in distribution across the U.S. and all channels. This is something that we had mentioned in an announcement earlier. We will see the impact in Q3 and Q4 of these new outlets. We're also very excited that our Australian growth is strong, including a new listing with Woolworths. With cost controls, we've removed a run rate of about $1 million in overheads, and will reduce marketing spend in the second half of this year by over 50%. And with governance, we've added FMCG experience and better controls into the business. Now, I'd like to provide some context on why you are seeing volatility in our outlook. In North America, we have flattened out in our major customer, and the competitive landscape has gotten extremely strong. But expanding distribution in other customers will help us offset that, but will take time to scale. We do still have a significant amount of runway in the U.S. to penetrate, as we're only in 37% distribution. In Australia, our way to expand growth is through national chain distribution. As I mentioned earlier, we're happy to announce Woolworths is ranging us in 5 states, starting with Series 2 this week. Now, one issue that is important to address is our relationship with our largest customer in the U.S. Despite the stock adjustment claim that was brought to us in late December and these periodic adjustments, our standard in the U.S. retail business, we still have a very solid relationship with them. We are still above their velocity thresholds, and we rank very highly in the front end. We are the number one selling novelty product and number six out of 134 chocolate items. The fact is we are in full distribution with them and somewhat mature, highlighting our need to broaden our distribution. We have an amazing brand, and we need to build brand awareness in a number of ways. Our social media strategy is central to this and is gaining momentum. Now, our strategy revolves around Facebook for parents, YouTube for kids, and Instagram for kids and parents. And we're using agency partners in each market to help develop local communities and content. Our aim is to reach chocolate, collectible, conservation, and Yowie fans through the social media. If you look at the results, not only have we seen excellent growth in the last 6 months, but the total number of impressions is remarkable for a small brand like Yowie. Another key to our broadening our brand awareness with our target audience, namely families and children, is our publishing strategy. We want to develop our 6 characters to broaden the appeal of Yowie. Now, we've discussed books and webisodes in the past and are now moving them to market. First, our books are in distribution as of this month in Australia through the Scholastic Book Club, a perfect medium to get the Yowie book series started. And secondly, our cartoon webisode series by Icon Animation is complete. The webisodes have introductions by Mel Gibson and builds on Yowie appealing to families with wholesome and fun content. We'll be launching online shortly, but are also looking for network channel distribution for the webisodes. So to recap, we've been focused on resetting the business, and over the next 6 months, we're going to do the following. We're going to continue to land new accounts across all channels and all markets. We're going to manage the competitive threat through aggressive trade spending, new on-floor display opportunities, and seasonal offerings. We're going to focus on cost containment and finally innovate in the Yowie brand name. So let's take a look at performance for the first half. We had modest net sales growth of 7.3% versus last year, with an increase in gross margin as well. The new accounts in the U.S. have not scaled yet to really impact our top line. We had an increase in EBITDA loss, mainly due to a heavy up in our marketing investment in the first half. We did have a reversal in share-based payments due to former executives and directors and the write-back of the additional wrapper, which is now at our chocolate producer in New York. We do anticipate the loss narrowing in H2 of this year as we better manage marketing and overhead costs. Additionally, we continue to have a strong balance sheet with about $23 million in cash and no debt other than trade payables. So let's take a look at the outlook. In the U.S., we do see plenty of potential, given we only have about 37% distribution. We've discussed distribution today several times, and we are seeing significant gains in a number of retailers ranging us, especially in food and convenience, where we had not focused in on the past. The chart on page 17 shows our advances in convenience and food, mainly in the back half of the calendar 2017. We expect this number to continue to grow in Q3 and 4. We will be launching our fourth series in July, featuring our Wildlife Conservation Society partnership that we expect to further accelerate distribution. In Australia, Yowie is a very strong brand, and we're just starting the relaunch in this market. We're very pleased with the first year's launch, with national ranging ahead of us. Series 1 did well with regional chains, independent grocers, and convenience stores. And Series 2 is being launched now in time for Easter. Woolies is ranging us in 500 of their stores beginning this week, getting us into Phase 2 for the home market. Though we are in New Zealand via Kmart, we anticipate entering more broadly before this fiscal year is out. For our fiscal year 18 outlook, we see us as flat on the year based on first half performance and the volatility of our largest customers due to competitor activity, which has been substantial. Now, this assumes we see distribution growth in North America and Australia scaling through the fourth quarter. A reset was necessary to get us back on track, and we've started that reset. While our focus is on short-term execution to get us to profitability as soon as possible, we are developing a clear long-term strategy to leverage our incredible brand assets. Now, that concludes my part of the presentation. We can open it up for Q&A now.
Thank you so much, Mark. If anybody would like to ask a question, star 1 on your phone now, please. Thank you, Mark. We do have John Bertolini, DDB. Go ahead, please, John. Thank you, John from DDB. Go ahead with your question. Nope, he's not there, Mark. So the next person we've got is Matthew Levinson from Superfund. Go ahead, please, Matthew.
Hello, Mark. Thanks for that information. I just wanted to ask a couple of things, Mark. The first one that I note, we are number 6 in the chocolate category out of 130 in Walmart. And I just want to see how that compares, because I believe Mars and Snickers and those sort of brands are up around 300 million units per annum. And we're struggling to get 20 million. I just want to see how you reconcile that.
Well, thank you for the question, Matthew. That is based on dollar sales that go through the front register at Walmart. So it does not include the what was called inline, so the back of the store.
Okay. Front register only. Okay, that's fine.
Yes.
I wanted to ask a little bit more detail on the competitors as well, please. We're talking about these new competitors, but we don't have much detail. Could you explain who they are, what they're doing well, and how we can counter that?
Well, since we've been in the U.S., we basically started the chocolate surprise inside. And there have been some small competitors that have come in and not done a whole lot of, have not put a big impact on us. But Kinder Joy has launched in the U.S. It launched early December. And frankly, Kinder has invested incredibly heavy to start off, because this is really Kinder's first foray into the U.S. market. So what our approach to that is certainly in the short term, that's going to cause volatility at virtually any customer. But we have a different proposition, and we are going to focus on getting to those who are looking for the collectible, the premium, and we will continue to invest in trade spending, social media, doing the other things to get our brand awareness built in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And just finally, Mark, could you please give us an update on the Discovery World product? Is it fair to say that the product launch was a fail and that we're no longer producing that product?
The Discovery World was a big disappointment for sure. It is still on shelf in a fair number of Walmarts and actually increasing velocity. So it will still be on shelf, and we have other customers taking it, but it certainly didn't come close to expectations.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Our next question is from John Bertolini from DDB. Go ahead, John.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Before, I was on mute. Mark, I see there's a new large shareholder on the registry at the moment. He's almost got 20% of the company. Do you know what their sort of long-term plans are? Are they working with the company? Have you spoken to them, et cetera?
I'm really in no position to comment on that.
In what way? Have you spoken? Have they been in contact with the company with regards to their long-term plans? Do they sort of want to sit on the board?
No, they haven't really addressed us.
Are you concerned about what their long-term plans are?
Until I know who they are, I can't really comment.
I'm sure you know who they are. I'm sure you've done some research, and obviously their sort of track record doesn't suggest the long-term investors in companies?
Yes, I've obviously done the research, but again, until we have direct conversations, really don't know what to expect.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Our next question is from John Smith. Go ahead, please, John.
Look, I had the same question as the previous chat, but given that our CEO doesn't want to answer that transparently, I'll just stay on mute.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Mark. At this stage, I have no further questions.
Okay, great. Well, again, I appreciate everybody joining the call, and we'll say goodbye.